Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Get it. The Bert Show.
All right, Dwayne. Who is Dwayne, Melissa, and why are we talking to him?
Well, Dwayne has worked with this woman for 4 years, and his feelings for her developed into one of love. I mean, he literally said he is in love with her, but she had dated this guy for, I want to say, 3 of those 4 years, and she got out of the relationship, and he decided, you know what, it's time for me to tell her, because the last thing he wanted was to keep his mouth shut and then her start another long-term relationship. So he came to us to say, you know what, I'm going to do it this week, and I'm going to tell her. This was a few weeks ago, and then he kind of choked. They went on at a lunch. It was a business lunch, but he said, you know what, I just couldn't do it. So then we talked to him right before the Buckhead Beach party last weekend. And we suggested, why don't you invite her to the Buckhead Beach party? You go together and maybe you'll do it there. Well, he brought it up to her and ends up she was already going to the Buckhead Beach party with someone else. But she kind of said, and you know, after the fact, well, and if you want to go with us, she can. He came on the air with us after that and said, what do I do? We're like, dude, don't be the third wheel at the Buckhead Beach party. The Friday before the Buckhead Beach party, just, you know what, tell her how you feel. And Jeff's suggestion was to get drunk and tell her how he felt. And that's exactly what he did. He took Jeff's advice. He told her how he felt. Then they ended up making out, and she ended up spending the night with him. Nothing happened, but she was there with him. She said, I will call you on Sunday after the Buckhead Beach party. She already had the date on Saturday night. That Sunday, didn't hear from her. And then on Monday, they were at work, and he was going to ask her to lunch so that he could ask her out on an official date. Asked her to lunch. She was already busy for lunch. So it just seemed like we were afraid that she's kind of avoiding him now after that happened on Friday night.
Let's get some serious mixed messages. This is 90 seconds of the last conversation that we had with Dwayne.
I talked to her about going to lunch, and she had a lunch date already. An old roommate of hers, I guess, was in town.
How was? How did she treat you when you talked to her yesterday?
She was just playing it really cool, you know. Mm-hmm. She was, like, just being really cool, and which I can understand, because you know we're at work, and you know we don't want to cause a big scene at work of any kind. So it's just, you know, she was being very professional and very cool, and hopefully I'll get a chance to ask her out for this weekend.
Are you sure she's maybe not freaked out by what happened Friday night? I mean, do you think she's giving you the cold shoulder a little bit?
I mean, I didn't full-on tell her that I was in love with her, because, like I said, I didn't want to throw that on her. But I pretty much came clean about the fact that I'd had really strong feelings for her for a really long time. And then, you know, of course, we kissed a little bit, we made out a little bit, and then, like I said, she stayed over Friday night.
I think if he wants to salvage the friendship,
right,
then it's over. Like, he never asked her out again. Friday night is the night to never be spoke of.
I don't think they can do friends, though. I think he's too involved.
Dwayne, I would say lay low, dude. Don't do anything. Hang out. I think she'd give you all... Silence could be golden here. If you don't say anything or you don't call her and she doesn't call you, then you know how she feels about it over the next 48 hours.
Okay,
dude. Right. Good luck. So that was a little of our conversation with Dwayne the last time we had him on. And we're dying to find out what's been going on since then. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
How are you today, sir? How are you is the question.
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You're not ecstatic, but you don't sound depressed.
Yeah, we're trying to read into how your tone.
No, well, I ran into her yesterday afternoon, and I asked her if she wanted to go out this this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she wasn't really sure how her weekend was shaping up yet, and
I
should call her on Saturday. So
she said to call her on Saturday because she didn't know how her weekend's shaping up.
Yeah, exactly.
Dwayne, I think that she's freaked out. I because if a woman or a man, but you know, since it's usually the woman that's asked out, if she's excited about you, then she's gonna say yes. And I think that the well, let me see how my weekend is a way she doesn't want to hurt your feelings by saying no.
Yeah.
And more than likely, you'll get a voicemail message on Saturday.
Did you know that already?
Well, you know, I kind of felt like, I mean, I made some reservations and for Saturday night and sort of started putting some plans together in the hopes that she'd be around and available.
Oh, boy, this is not good.
If she is around and available, you can't look like you were planning for her to be available if she's not committed. You know what I mean?
So it comes back to the chase, man. I mean, if you're making yourself available and you answer on the half ring when she calls and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is we're going to have to perform an intervention on Dwayne because Dwayne is in love. And when you're in love, I mean, if you get a dusting of attention, then you just are sucked right into it. And that's, you know, he's not thinking correctly. So we got to give him an intervention. And Dwayne, she's
some tough love.
Yeah, Dwayne, she's not, she's freaked out. She's a little regretful or confused about what happened and she doesn't want to deal with it. And so I think that, I think you should cancel those reservations.
404-741-1005. Let me ask you guys this, though. Mm-hmm. Is she acting this way just because she's temporarily freaked out or is she acting this way because she's really not interested? Because there are two totally different things here.
I don't think
what
that it's
the
totally.
Hell? Hold on a minute.
I don't know what just came out of my mouth.
I wish right. Kimo on the.
Do you understand my monkey speak?
Let's try it. Let's hear it one more time.
I don't know if I can recreate.
That wasn't it. It was. It was like
well, that sounds like something completely different.
Right. That's what it sounds like.
That's what Dwayne's hoping for. I don't know.
Let's start with you.
Gather your thoughts over there, Melissa. Yeah.
She gets a hold of her uvula over there. What?
Are you having another mini stroke?
I'm having another stroke. Oh, my God.
Mr. Sound Effect over there doesn't have any room to talk to you about this. My thought, Dwayne, honestly, is that she decided to kind of dabble and figure out if... she could have reciprocal feelings for you on Friday night. And I think that she's just decided that she doesn't, but you've been such good friends and such great work companions for so long that she doesn't want to ruin the relationship. So I think at this point, don't force her to, because you're trying to force her hand right now and she's trying to placate you and be nicey girl because you still have to work together. And I think she's realizing now that Friday night may have been a mistake in her boat and that she's got to salvage some sort of friendship with you so that you can continue a working relationship. And if you force this hand, it's not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that you've got to cut your losses. And the only shred that I would give to him is if he completely turned the other direction and started ignoring her, maybe she might miss that attention.
That's exactly how I would play it. Exactly how I would play it.
Mm-hmm. You would be surprised at a woman's reaction when she doesn't get attention anymore.
You
just
bet.
Drop her like a bad habit, and then she may come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lisa, you're on All the Hits Q100 giving Dwayne advice that he didn't ask for.
I feel like she's just not that into him. When you're drunk, you're drunk, and, you know, he was there.
Mm. How much did she have to drink?
I don't think she really had that much to drink.
And I'm not contradicting myself. I don't think alcohol is an excuse, but an alcohol is a way that some people dabble when they're sober in something they're tempted by. And now that she's sober again, I'm with Jen. I think she's wondering whether that was really something she wanted now that she's not hazy anymore.
See, we could try to get, this is typically women right here, you're getting very psychological answers from Melissa, very in-depth psychological answers from Jen here. Let me just break it down for you, because guys, we talk about what we know.
talking about a girl, though.
Here's what we know. Here are the symptoms. Here's what we know, Melissa. We know she's turning the other cheek. We know that she's showing you everything she's showing you is she's not interested. That's the only thing we know. We don't even need to know why that is. Yeah. All you need to know is that is what's happening. She has shown you she's not interested. And that's why I think you take Jen's advice and you totally turn the other cheek and act disinterested. Because then you've got two things going for you. A, you never really know why she's not into you, so you could put it on her and not on yourself. Mm-hmm. And secondly, like these guys said, it's the chase, man. Once she finds out when you're not around, all of a sudden you become a hot commodity. You're a gold bar at that point.
But my concern, Dwayne, again, because I'm factoring in the fact you're in love, that changes the game for you, that when you ignore her, you have to start letting her go too. Because if she does not turn around and chase you down, then you're letting go and you move on. If she turns around and chases you, then you deal with it then. But I'm afraid of him ignoring her completely just for the sake of getting her attention and then being disappointed again if it doesn't work out.
Good morning, Matt. You're on with Dwayne.
Hey, guys. I get so mad when people play these games. Look, you guys are both adults, and not that you're playing the game, Dwayne, but you guys are both adults. Just, you know what? Pin her down the hall or something, or in the break room and say, look, you know, I had a great time Friday night, but I've noticed you've been kind of, you know, avoiding me a little bit. What's the deal here? Can we be friends? Are you interested? What's going on? That way you know what's going on, you know how to deal with it, and you can just move on. You can either be friends or you can start a relationship or something.
No way, Matt.
I don't think she should be playing the game of, oh, well, I don't know how my weekend's shaping up. Just get some balls and tell him how she feels.
No way. I feel very strongly about this. I know we all say we're just looking for an authentic, honest relationship. That's crap. All right? There is always a certain amount of game playing that goes on in the beginning of a relationship. It is like a chess game.
I understand that, but I don't think that it should be that way. You know, find out what's going on. Ask her what's going on.
That's not
going
to work.
And that way he's totally cool with what's going on, and he knows the guy is in love with
the worst thing he could do. Worst thing he could do.
The reason I disagree with you, though, is they've still got to work together.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's the worst thing, because even if she, okay, let's say there's a speck in her mind thinking, well, let me think about this a little bit, you know, because let me really consider this. Like Jen said, by forcing her hand, putting her in a corner, a woman is never going to say, oh my God, you're right, I'm in love with you too. No, it's going to push her further away by putting any pressure on her because she's already confused.
Hey, Brandy, you're on All the Hits Q100 with Dwayne.
Hey, I actually think that he needs to just leave her alone and move on because she is not going to be into him. She is not going to, she's already proved that she's not into him by saying that she doesn't know how her weekend is panning out. If I don't have anything else planned and you call me on Saturday, I'll go out with you.
Oh, yeah, man. Women can sniff this out, too. She's like, oh, he's sitting by the phone right now. I am definitely not going to call him.
Yeah, well, and she's not going to answer the phone Saturday. I don't know if, Dwayne, you understand that, but when you call on Saturday, she's not going to answer the phone. Like, you're going to get voicemail.
Seriously, the best thing, you know what you could almost do is play the game back, because these women are a wily sort. And what you need to do is, like, I would almost place a phone call to her sometime on Friday or Saturday and say, hey, give me a, now this could backfire, but say, hey, give me a call and we'll figure something out for later today. Then don't answer your phone. Don't respond to phone calls. If she happens to email you, text message you, nothing. Let her, that's the way to take power back. Now, the problem is you leave that message and then, you know, Saturday comes around and you're sitting around waiting to ignore her. And she never gives you anything to ignore, then your life is ruined.
She's not going
to
call back.
It's a power struggle. It's a total, you know, what Jeff, I understand Jeff's theory, because like Jeff's, I mean, like Bert was saying about, you know, the chess playing.
Of course you understand
it,
because you're one of the wily sort.
But it is a power struggle. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is basically what this is, and she has all the power, and he's just going to have to let it go.
There's game playing in every relationship in the beginning. Do I call her too soon? Do I call her too late? Should I accept his phone call? Should I make it like I'm going out with another guy on the weekend, even though there's nobody there? It's all game playing in the beginning.
Right.
You know, the thought I just had is that we play these games with men because they're simple and stupid, but you have to play these games with women.
Yes.
Oh, my God. How complex that would be.
That's a tough sword match.
Well, I mean, women,
There's no swords.
There's no swords involved. but, I mean, women, they're not simple. You know, women are, their minds are not simple. And she may be considering Dwayne. I mean, it is a possibility somewhere in her mind. Dwayne, she's thinking about it. But if it's not in the forefront of her mind, if it's not a priority to her, which obviously it's not, he can't push it to the front of her mind. He cannot push it. A man cannot force a woman into being liking you. It is that it's like fishing, a bad analogy, but you know, it's like, well, no, I'm not going to do that. But it's like you're a little aggressive, then you back off. Then you're a little aggressive, and then you back off. I mean, it's a back and forth and back and forth to get a woman, rather than to think that you can just say, hey, I'm in love with you. Are you in love with me? And she say yes.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on with Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne, I got to tell you, I was the same situation as you're in right now. I was totally chasing this girl. Then I was in college. We hung out together. We were friends. We all hung out together. And then we got together, we kissed, you know, whatever, like you did. And then I was totally chasing this chick. She was totally not even digging me. I was so upset. I was like, I can't believe this happened. We're friends. I'm not. And so my buddy came up to me one day, and he's like, man, you just gotta ignore her. And I was in college, so I didn't have any, you know, you always think you have gay, but obviously, you know, I obviously wasn't. So I totally ignored her. Now we've been married for 9 years.
Is that right?
What happened? I'm curious, what was the first move she made after you totally ignored her? Like, how did she approach you back?
Because we hung out with the same crew one day, and she just came up one day. She's like, hey, what's going on? I was like, hey. And totally, I just totally trying to play cool. And she's like, you know, you haven't called me or anything. I was like, oh, you know, I kept bugging you and stuff. And I just kind of, you know, I didn't know what to do. And she's like, oh, no. And that's just kind of how it happened.
Women, it's...
I'm telling you, dude.
Because once the attention is taken away from them, that's the worst thing you can do to a woman, is take attention away from her. Absolutely.
This is the game that, like, Phil here, this is so frustrates me with him, because he don't know how to play the game. Too honest, too soon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Same deal here, Dwayne. You got to play this game, dude. Forget about her. Forget about her.
You have to let her go.
Let her go. And if it's authentic and she's not into you, it wasn't supposed to happen anyway, man.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I
you can do
right.
it.
I've waited four years for this woman.
I know. I've been behind you the whole time, Dwayne, but I think, you know, Friday night, that's cool. You made out with her. That's great. That's an opportunity a lot of people don't get. And
yeah, you got up her shirt, dude.
And then now you got to walk away, but please don't call her Saturday and say that you had reservations for her, because that's just too, it's too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What if I just don't call her at all on Saturday?
Exactly. Don't call her at all. Like, just...
From here on out, stop calling until she reaches out to you.
You've got a working relationship, and that is it.
The more you call her, the more you pursue her, the further you're going to push her away from you, because you're making yourself available.
Yep.
You become a hot commodity when you're something she can't obtain.
I gotcha. All right, well, man, I'm rolling the dice, and it's into the game we go.
That's right. Right.
Go get it, boy.
There you go, Dwayne.
Go get it.
That's your Rudy clap.
Yeah.
We're really bad at the Rudy clap.
Now, Dwayne, if our advice doesn't pan out for you, you can't have your sister calling you our ass out. All right?
Or Roxy's mom.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, dude.
Good luck, Dwayne.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.